We continue with the Masil Shesharim with the commentary of the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. We're on page Reish Tzadi Gimel by the diamonds. The Bilvavi is explaining the statement of the Masil Shesharim that the pleasures of this world are here only to assist a person and to give a person nachas ruach, satisfaction, and yeshiva das, and presence of mind, so they could turn their service to Hashem. So, Masil Shesharim is saying that there is, even though the goal is Olam Haba, still the body cannot be ignored. And we have to be able to have some pleasures of this world. And he continues of how this is meant to be used and what the purpose of this physical pleasure is. So he asks, Eich mishtamshim bohem. So how do you make use of these physical pleasures? Mahal ha'ezer v'asiyua shalena lito be'olam hazeh. What is this assistance that this worldly pleasures gives us in our avodas Hashem? So Masil Shesharim says, Shielo nachas ruach v'yishav hadas. You have satisfaction and presence of mind. V'akavonak divrei Gemara, and he's meaning what the Gemara says, Do be'i kula be'i delo Delo da be ma be, which means mi sheyesh bo das, he who has das. Das is the third level, chachma, bina, and das, understanding. Yesh lo hakol, he has everything. Mi sheein lo das, someone who does not have das, ein lo kol, he has nothing. So we pray for in the fourth bracha of Shmona Esrei, chonein ha das, give us das. So, we've already explained many times already what da'as means, right? Chachma is information. Da'as is what comes out of that information. And then finally, the da'as is living in the reality of that information that you know. So, yesh natnai echad basisi biktei sharam yuchal avodas avodaso avuchanes karoy. There's one fundamental condition that must exist for a person to be able to serve Hashem in a spiritual way properly. For who? And what is that? Shielo yishuv hadas. His da'as should be yishuv, should be settled. Bizman she'en ladam yishuv hadas, person does not have that settled das, who bebechinas maturaf. He's like in a confused state. Da'ata maturaf asalav, koloshen chazal. As the rabbis say, it's like his mind has been ripped apart. Literally, literal translation is, his intellect has been ripped apart. When a person has got a lot of stress in his life, he can't concentrate because there's so many things on his mind. Then you can't serve Hashem properly if you don't have the presence of mind. If you want to define a person as a person who from an inner aspect, from a spiritual aspect, what do we define a person as? A bar das, as a person who relates to the concept of having das. The greater a person is in Torah, who yosir bar das, he is more of a bar das, relates to the idea of having das. It doesn't mean he just has more information, even though that's true and it's important. When the Torah becomes part of his essence, then there reveals within himself a true das, which is called das of Torah. Who hofech lios bar das. He becomes a person who really has assimilated the concept of das into his personality, and he relates to having das in the strongest way possible. That's what Torah is supposed to give you. The intellect of scholars, Torah scholars, is the opposite of the intellect of ignorant people. Why? Talmid Chachamim, ככל שמסכינים דייתם מתאפסים עליהם. Talmid Chachamim, the older they get, the greater they increase their das. Ulumasos, on the other hand, zikni amaratzos, elderly, ignorant people, dayten mitapsis lehem, they become more foolish. Klomer hema abdim esaerch shal das. They lose the value of the das. Their value of das has decreased. Next page, Reish Tzadi Dal. Hatam chacham avoda sohi liolam mikach hadas v'socho. The service of a tam chacham stems from the power of the das that's inside of him. Vamnam yesh yosir omek b'torah kedosha. However, there's much more depth in our holy Torah. We have the inner light that happened to man before he sinned. Shula malminadas, that's beyond das. Avo bitvisa shonanim sagyom, but the way we find ourselves today, the inner point that exists in a person after the sin of man's first sin is to get that das that comes from the Torah. In other words, there was greater das at one time before the sin of the Eitz HaDas, but now the best we can do is getting das that's coming from Torah. A person understands that the foundation of all his service is this point of das. So now he understands why it's so important to work hard in understanding Torah. Not that that's the only cause of one's das. One of the main reasons you're learning Torah is to become a bar das, a person who has a developed intellect. Person is a physical person with physicality and with intellect, and the primary question is which power navigates his life. Is it the power of the body? Is it the power of the intellect? And in depths, that means if a person has das. As long as a person moves after physical pleasures, he certainly is being moved by the power of the body, and he has no hope in his service of Hashem. So the first base that a person has to build for himself, he has to be a bardas, to build up the brains. The power that builds up holy brains, that is toiling in Torah in general, and specifically the way we look deeply into the Torah. In general, a person works hard for Torah. You're attaching yourself to Torah, which is wisdom. The more you look into the Torah, now do you know what's in the Torah and you fulfill the mitzvah of knowing Torah? But the deeper part of Torah unifies with him and reveals to him in how he grasps and understands things. So, up to this point, he's saying that the reason why we have to work very hard in Torah is because in general it connects you to the wisdom and you become knowledgeable, but it's more than knowledgeable. That becomes part of your psyche. That's become part of the way you think. There's a way to think. There's a Torah way to think. And that is what gets developed through your efforts in Torah. If you're just learning Torah casually, none of this happens. If you learn it with great effort, and you go in depth into everything, then you become the bar das. You have a Torah mind. And now that applies to everything that happens in your life. Okay, he's really belaboring the point over here. Nitein dugma, let's give an example to what he's saying over here. Yesh lo harbe yevarim beguf, as many body parts. Ma'o ever she mispaked biyoser eitz l'adam, which is the one that rules more over the person. Mahachi chai esobagili. What is the thing that's most obviously alive in himself? Be'etzem kol hatshuva siyad nechonos. Really, any answer is correct. Rashel al mimedubar. We have to ask what kind of person, which person are we talking about? Where it's different people have different body parts that rule over the body. Or rule over the person. Yesh adam she'avodaso kol asman lechus mangom mokom laso shlichius. It's a person who, let's say, his job is to go from place to place to do what he's being sent to do. A delivery boy. You're talking shekoach hachashiva shalom mufal rakidei livdok heichen haksovas hamavagashas. You could say that an important part of the effort that is necessary is to be able to find addresses. If you can't find an address, you're not going to find anything. This is pre-GPS days. But the thing that is most important for him during the day is his feet. Without his feet, he can't deliver anything. He can tell how old this example is. Who calls man hoylech mokom lokom is that so he goes from place to place all the time. That's the main force that drives him, his legs. To be a delivery boy, you gotta have legs. Without legs, you're out of business. Next page, Reish Sadiyeh. Yesh Arba Oved Kikofo'oi. Not exactly sure what that is. What? Kupa'i? Okay, well, we'll see. Hu Yoshev Alakise V'yodav Min HaMispaktos Rovasman. Maybe he's giving out tzedakah. He's sitting on a chair, and his hands are most important. Yesh Arba Shosh Alakise V'yodav Mishulavos. There's a person who sits on his chair, and his hands are crossed, maybe. Aval Hu Lomeid, but he learns. Etzel HaKoach HaPol Kol Asmanu Koach HaShiva. HaKashiva, the main thing for him is the power of thinking. A person whose job is to be a lookout to see if there's no robbers. Then his eyes are the most important thing. In other words, depending on the type of work you have, that body part is what runs the show. Primarily. Okay, so Adam Shu Dover Shel Chevra Mischaris Ha'eva Merkashilo Hadibur. Let's say guys involved in business. So then his main important one is his mouth. If he doesn't think, he won't have what to speak about. What's the main thing? That's the speech. It was what gets the job done. What's the bottom line? You may need a lot of parts, but what's the primary one? Everybody, depending on the life he has a primary body part. That changes from person to person. And the person himself, depending on the outer paths that he finds himself on. Okay. These are all situational things that cause this body part to be the primary. And that depends on your occupation, what you're doing at this time. But what really should be the thing that primarily moves a person? So he says, there's two kings in a person, Hamoch Valev, the mind and the heart. The more you look into Torah in depth, you're building up this primary body part, which is the brains. Doesn't mean the other parts aren't working. You certainly have to hear the Megillah with your ears. To hear the blowing of the shofar. The ears has to work. Also, the other body parts have to work. But the main part, during the day, is the brains. The brains is the main part of the person. It says in the Torah, you should be speaking in them, in Torah, and not in wasteful words. So mitzvah saseh shodam tzarech ledaber v'divrei Torah. It's a positive mitzvah. You got to be speaking in the words of Torah. Avodei shuach ledaber v'divrei Torah ena ikar rak gir seba alma likra v'likra lo hu chayv ayin l'sponim. But to do this mitzvah of reading Torah, the main thing is just reading it over and over and over to read and to read and to read, but he's got to reflect and understand what he's reading. Of livnos es atzmo kach shada sitia nukudas amerikas lo. He has to build up himself that the das becomes the central part of the person. And in general, there's three garments to the soul. Maisa, Dibur, Machshava, as we saw in the Baal Matanya. Thought, speech, and action. There are certain points, in the actions of a person, that there's certain parts where the action parts are the main part. As the rabbi said, as Echad Hamorim, the Baal Maisim have it. There's one rabbi who's called a Baal Maisim, a man who gets the job done. There's one person, his main part is he gets things done. He's more of an action guy. And there's another guy who he learns, he reviews. So speech becomes the main point. Another guy whose mind is the main part. This really is the general definition between concepts of how two rabbis were called. One was called Sinai and one was called Ocher Harim. One was called Sinai, is literally Sinai. The other one was called Ocher Harim, uprooting mountains. Two different scholars, and they had different strengths. Mishu Sinai, what's a Sinai guy? He's the guy who can record the teachings. The main thing that works with him is his mouth and his attentiveness that he's able to remember a lot because he keeps saying it over and over and over and over. That's the way he learns. He has a lot of information. He has a lot of breadth. Umishu, next page, the guy who's called pulling out the mountains. He grinds things up. Lo ikra dibur slow. The main thing is in his speech. Ela machshava hadak. It's the refined thinking. The guy who's so smart, he can destroy false logic. He can build logic and destroy logic. He can show faults in another person's reasoning. So again, different parts are focusing more primary use. Really, to build yourself, probably need everything. You need all them, thought, speech, and action. Can't really be a good person without all of them. But the question is, in every soul, what's the main point? The Ramchal and another sefer told us that the wise men, they grow by thinking. Always. They keep thinking. The more depth a person has spiritually, who yo ser choshev, he thinks more. He doesn't dream, but he thinks. What's he thinking about? Not with all the calculations of this world. He thinks about the Torah. He thinks about his ways and thinks about the way he does things and his actions. As it says, Bo Cheshbon, you make a calculation. Bo Nevchashiv Cheshbon Shalom. As Chazal say, you should make a calculation of the world. Meaning, Hefzed Mitzvah Keneged Schara, Schara Ver Keneged Hefzed. What's the loss if you don't do a mitzvah versus the gain of the temporary pleasure of what you're not learning about? And the reward of and the benefits in Avera against the loss of Torah. It's cost analysis. Averas versus if you wouldn't do the Avera and mitzvahs, if you don't do the mitzvah. You have to make a cheshbon. You have to think. Do I go to this birthday party and not go to my shir or not? You have to think. It's not just automatic. It's a birthday party. We go. Did you think for a minute? How much Olam Haba are you going to get from going to this birthday party? And how much Olam Haba you're losing by not learning? I'm not telling you what the answer is, but you got to think. So therefore the foundation of our inner service is Das. I don't know why he couldn't have said that in one line. But it's the way he wants to present it. Okay, so now we know we have to have Das. Now, of course, even in the spheres, Chochma, Bina, and Das, it's in the brain. Once you have the Das, hopefully it will help you develop the next 7 meters that are below. So now, this idea of Das, living in the reality of the information that you know. So when you're learning Torah, the Torah is meant to change your personality. That's supposed to perfect your personality. That's, so without the Das, it just doesn't happen. Without the Das, it doesn't happen. That idea has to be so ingrained in you that you live that way. And when you learn something, that becomes part of who and what you are. It's not a piece of information stored in the long-term memory banks. It's right there, right in front of you. It's a reality of life that you live in. If Chazal say something, and they say it, then that is the reality of life. And you live in that reality, and there's no other point to that reality. If Chazal say that, Hashem decides how much money you make on Rosh Hashanah, then that's it. There's nothing more to talk about. There's no reason to be dishonest in business. Finished. It's so clear to him, he's not even tempted to be dishonest. It's just not possible. It's as Spock would say, that's not logical. And you have to do only what is logical. And that becomes the basis of what you do. They totally think in that way. You act and behave. Your whole mindset, your whole wealth in Chang is based on that. That's Das. Okay. After the diamonds, Zoe Nakuda Shiladovainu Nalemis Mahabi Moda Nashim. This is the point that to our sorrow is missing in many people. Baruch Hashem, Yeshlam Ratzon Tov Lavaras Kurish Burkh Skari, Fimafilum Mishapshim Hos Malos Blow. Thank God there's people who have a desire to serve Hashem and to get close to Hashem, and they even try to find ways to make that happen. But ain't sell so sofek, Shim Aram Rotza Lios Oved Hashem Be Emes, Uchaiv Lakaimas Mrs. Pov Lios Mosi Volokum Isim. No shadow of a doubt that if a person wants to serve Hashem And he must do the mitzvahs actively and must increase his actions. That's for sure. He got to do. But everything has a root from where it comes from. A person wants to know only what does he have to do. He's really only looking for a very distant branch. He's missing the root. The very last ramification of das is action. And certainly the Torah says, the rabbis say, Godel Talmud Shemel Lemaise. Important is learning. It's great because it brings you to actions. Avalat Talmud Yosher Godel, but the learning is more important. Malas a Talmud at Kamashi Mevili de Maisa. Aval Maisa Kshul Asmo im Eno Bas Alimud a Talmud Hulo Yeshubach. The advantage, the virtue of learning is how far you learn. That's how far the action becomes. The action in and of itself, if there isn't the learning, it's not such a praiseworthy type of action. Actions are praiseworthy if it's a ramification of how great is the person's learning. Mamela comes out. When we talk about a person's grasp of life in general, a person has to do, has to speak, but mainly has to develop an inner level. Shehi etzem hayoso choshitam, that he's always thinking all the time. And the thinking he's thinking is based on Torah logic. And everything he does, he thinks of how he does this. So, you know, he got a lot of, so there's any mitzvah. You have a mitzvah of davening. So he learned how to say the words. He learned what to do, when to stand up, when to do this, when to that. But he hasn't learned enough to realize that you're supposed to get close to Hashem from it. He doesn't learn from Hashem, from the learning, what is the purpose of the davening. And just do it. Doesn't matter what the purpose is. Right? Doing various mitzvahs, there's a purpose behind the mitzvah. Are you fulfilling that purpose? You're just putting on tefillin like a monkey? Or you're putting on tefillin to realize the great value of what it imparts into you? So the more you learn, the more special that action is going to be. Next page, Reish Tzadi Zayin. And that's what you need, das. That's what the das is all about. Kishalo mevinim esayesodas. If you don't get this main idea, gamla mevin l'shem matzar harbi yishuv das, then you don't realize what's the importance of having yishuva das. Then what do I need yishuv? If all I got to do is do, then what do I need presence of mind for? So kol anos ha'olam hazeh amar Ramchal. So now we come back to where we started. Lutzado says all the pleasures of this world tzarich lishtamish b'hem kidei liknos yishuv das. You're supposed to make use of it. For one purpose, to acquire presence of mind. To have that das. Avokodem tzarech lahavin shachayim benuyim al yishuv das. But first you gotta realize that life is built on this yishuv das. You're trying to have a stable frame of mind. And then you're able to do mitzvahs properly. So if that's the key, then we try to see how do physical pleasures help me develop that stable frame of mind. The dogma, for example. Adam Ratzel Lassus Masantol. A person wants to do some good deeds. Rutz, Mitzel, Mitzel, Mimaisa, Chesed, Echel, Mishneo, Lacharu, Yeshubach, Mina, Mishtamish, Mimida, Hasrizus, and Infos. Let's say this guy wants to do good actions. He's running and running. He runs from a mitzvah, goes to another mitzvah. He goes from one chesed to another. It appears he's very praiseworthy in the fact that he has this amazing alacrity to do mitzvahs. It could be it's amazing, or it could be really it's not amazing at all. Why? If he has presence of mind while he's running, the action that comes out of presence of mind is a praiseworthy action. But sometimes when he's running, he loses his das. And when he loses that presence of mind, the actions may no longer be so praiseworthy. That's why the rabbis say in Baba Kama. You remember this Gemara. If a person runs in a public domain and injures somebody because of his running, he's called negligent. Because he usually doesn't have a lot of presence of mind when he's running. When you're running, even the little das he may have lost it. Running is not usually healthy to maintain one's yishuv adas. Lachain, therefore, Harvey Panim Adam Tsarch Lahori Bekamas Hamaisim. So, therefore, sometimes a person has to lower how much action he does. Now, obviously, not to minimize from things he has to do, but things he doesn't have to do. He does them with a presence of mind. If you're running from one thing to the next, you're not having enough time to think of the quality of what you're doing. And you also have to prioritize what you're doing. There's certain things you have to do that is not, there's other things you should have done instead of that. Person's running to do a mitzvah, but because of that he's missing a shiur. But I'm doing a mitzvah. Yeah, so let other people who aren't learning any Torah, let them do the mitzvah. You're already learning. So you know, Rambam says, if you're learning, you shouldn't stop your learning to do a mitzvah if somebody else can do the mitzvah instead of you. So you have to have the presence of mind to know what I'm doing is more important than doing the mitzvah right now. Right? Just give you an example. If the person is running all day long without a chance to stop and think what he's doing. He's got a big agenda. He's got to get the job done. He's got so many jobs that's getting. He's running and running from one mitzvah to the next mitzvah. But he doesn't have that yeshiva das. So it may not be such big mitzvahs he's doing at the end.
Well, so, where is he running? He has to.
When you're running, you're not thinking.
Okay, so the running is not a problem. It's not done. Not thinking.
But usually when you're running, you're not thinking. So you can do things with alacrity.
It's not running just because it's a
procedure. You can have alacrity. You don't have to run. You can walk quickly.
It's not stopping to make a decision.
You can walk quickly. You don't have to run.
Made a decision to do the running or whatever.
Okay, but then in the middle of the running, something else comes up.
There's certain things must be done. They must be done. You want to think
have
while
to be
doing it?
Yes, okay. Yes. Not want to. You have to.
Fine.
Because there's a way to do it too. There's a way you're going to do a mitzvah. There's a proper way to do the mitzvah and a not proper way to do the mitzvah. And if you're running, you're not thinking about how proper the way should be while you're doing the mitzvah. Things happen along the way of doing a mitzvah, and you have to be careful that you're doing them properly. You have to always have a presence of mind. And that means you have to have, you have to be, you have to be deliberate in what you're doing. Not lazy, but you don't run either. Unless it's an emergency. And it's not just physical running.
I don't know what you mean by running.
You got a million things. I'm a chicken without a head. I'm doing this and I have to finish this fast. And I go to the next and I have to go to the next.
That's how things happen.
No, and then sometimes you say, I got to stop and think. Maybe I don't have to do this.
Then you won't get things accomplished.
No. Maybe that thing is not supposed to get done. You have to stop and say, okay, what is the Ratzon of Hashem for me in this situation, really? You have to slow down as the niggin goes. You're moving too fast. And you have to realize, is this really the Ratzon of Hashem? Is this not really the Ratzon of Hashem? So he says, you know, people come rushing. You know, this person has a problem. I have to help him right away. If there's someone say, wait a minute, do I have to help him? Do I not have to help him? No, it's a mitzvah. You have to do it. Let's think about it. You know, I'll give you an example. Somebody is sick. One lady calls another lady. We have to say Tillum. We have to make a Tillum gathering. Oh yes, Tillum gathering. That's a great thing. So all of a sudden they make a Tillum gathering. Hold on. Who says you have to make a Tillum gathering? Well, of course, when I'm sick, you guys think we're going to call the whole shul up. Make a Tillum gathering. Wait a minute. What time are you going to make this Tillum gathering? Well, as soon as we can, 8:30 tonight. Oh really? You can make a Tillum gathering tonight. What about all your husbands who are learning at 8:30 tonight? Now they're going to have to stay home and not learn. But we're going to say the person's sick, he's going to die. If this is what? Slow down. You know, a mitzvah bo baveira is not a mitzvah. A woman saying to Tehillim at the expense of husband not learning is not a mitzvah. It's an aveira. You understand? It's an aveira. Oh, you have to have yeshuv hadas. So you get called. You get this call. It's an emergency. So-and-so sick. We decide to make Tehillim. So you say, hold on. Who decided? We did. Did you call the rabbi? What do you have to call the rabbi for? You have to say to him. Did you call the rabbi? Let's see what his Das Torah says. He says, maybe it's a great day to say it to him. But maybe you could say it at 10 o'clock, ladies, when your husbands come back from learning. All you did was slow down a little bit, and now you're doing the mitzvah, and you're not doing an aveira. That's what he's saying. And that's Yishuv Hadas. Presence of mind. Running, you ran to do this mitzvah. Not physically running. Hasty judgments. Of course, I love doing mitzvahs. People don't realize how many averis they do with all the mitzvahs that they do. Because there's no yishuv hadas. There's no yishuv hadas. They say Tehillim, and then one lady, and as she's calling, and another says, I don't have time. So then, the next day says, you know, we have this mitzvah thing, and you don't want to be like so-and-so, who doesn't want to go. She's a terrible woman. You're a good person. So now you're saying Lashon Hara on top of all that too. You can do 10 times more averis in a mitzvah you do without yishuv hadas than with it. No, but I'm not joking. Things happen all the time.
There's somebody who studies, so he's at home, he studies Torah, and the phone rings. What do you decide to do? Don't answer the phone?
You don't pick up the phone. You don't pick up the phone. So, what are you picking up the phone for?
Because it rings, there must be something.
No. It could be a telemarketer. Yeah.
So what do you do, Rabbi? When you study Torah and the phone rings and people want you, what do? You say no?
I say you'll wait till the class is over. I don't understand. Why not?
No, forget the class. You're here, that's the environment. We're here. You can't do much.
And if I'm at home, now, there's times I'm learning and I'm learning and I know that I'm on call when I'm learning. That's different. But when you're learning, you don't pick up the phone just to stop your learning. Right? You're learning this, so this is what you're doing now.
It's a matter of prioritizing.
You have to have das, Torah, not a prioritize. Right. When you are learning, there's nothing more important that can happen. So if I'm learning, and when my kids answer a call, I say, who is it? Ask if it's an emergency. Just because somebody calls.
So you ask the kids to do it.
No, and if I don't, I don't pick it up. You know what? I have a very simple rule. If it's very important, I see if they leave a message. If something's really important.
Absolutely.
Listen, there's very little things that are that important. You have to stop learning at that moment. Okay. You know, even if it's my wife calling to know if she should get something for me, it's more important that I learn and that she doesn't get what she thinks I may need. It's a big problem people have over here. Yeah. Not to have a cell phone. Every little narishka you have to call, because you have to, no you don't. And if the husband comes home without the loaf of bread, the world doesn't end. Now, while he's learning, he has the cell phone on, so the wife can call him 4 times and say, you know, when you after you're learning, you know, go pick up a loaf of bread. Okay, fine. And then she calls him and says, and by the way, get a milk. And the guy's not learning. And you know what? And if he doesn't go back and bring anything, that's also fine. Because I don't think in any house a person is going to starve. And what do you mean? It's Shalom Bayis. Another one of these great ones. Shalom Bayis takes over everything. Well, you know, Shalom Bayis. As long as my wife's happy, we can have no Torah and Yiddishkeit in this house. And there's Shalom Bayis. You're already thrown out the Bayis, so what's the Shalom worth? You have to have Yishuv Adas. Some people are terrified of their spouses. They're going to pick up, their spouses have trained them like a dog on a leash. Make sure you pick up that phone. It shouldn't ring more than once. You know, so that's there's no yishuv hadas. That's why I don't have a cell phone, so I could have yishuv hadas. You don't have to carry these things with you. You have to. What I'm doing when I'm learning, when I'm preparing classes, right? It's you know, I'm learning. I don't want to be bothered, unless it's an emergency. And when I'm finished, whatever it is, it can wait an hour or two. Somebody dies. Okay. How often does it happen that somebody dies that they need me that minute? You know, a couple times a year. Okay. So that's when you have to interrupt. And even then, if it's the middle of a shir, you don't stop the shir. Everybody dying can wait a half an hour. Believe me, nothing's going to happen in the next half hour. Really, nothing's going to happen. You can grieve for half an hour. That's also fine. But what's going to be is in another half an hour, we'll make arrangements. Who says everything has to be done the minute you want it to get done? So there has to be a presence of mind in what you're doing.
So you study the Torah and then you have to go to a funeral. What do? You stop studying the Torah and you go to the funeral.
First of all, you only go to a funeral that you have to go to.
Pardon?
First of all, you have to decide.
It's just a decision.
You have to decide. Should you go to the funeral?
Right.
Should you not go to the funeral?
Stopping and thinking. You have to prioritize.
But not just stopping and thinking. You're thinking about what the Torah would dictate for you to do and not what your emotions are telling you to do. If there's a funeral where there's going to be 1,000 people at the funeral and you're really not a vital component of that funeral, and because of that you're going to miss a class, you decide you're not going to the funeral. What do you mean? Everybody's going. No, you're not needed at that funeral.
Yes is a no.
That's right. Every yes is a no. So you have to decide what is it that your das, the Torah intellect, is telling you to do in this particular situation. And if you don't use your das, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. People go through their whole lives without having any das. And they think they're good Jews, and they want to be good Jews, but they're not behaving like good Jews because they're not using their das. Zoe Bechinas is the aspect that the Shulchan Aruch says, Tov ma'at b'kavana, mehar b'shlo kavana. It's better to have less with kavana than more without kavana. Va'omuk was then the depths of that statement means, kavana, what does kavana mean? In yona yishuv hadas, having yishuv hadas. Kashe yeshom yishuv hadas, humachavim, when he has presence of mind, he's able to concentrate. Mishayim yishuv hadas, he can't have kavana. So let's say by davening, it's better to have less davening with kavana, then more davening without kavana. What does that mean? With yishuv hadas, his presence of mind of what he's doing when he's davening. You should be thinking why you're doing what you're doing, and concentrating on it, and then you'll be doing it properly. As I've explained extensively throughout this entire work, chelik misifri amusar bechlal, the sefer mesil shem befrat, eno sefer shal adracha, the work of Musar and the work of Mesil Shem is not just a book of guidance, right? Shalan hagas malasos, to learn what to do. Vadi shikam zinoch, it's also necessary. Avobah mahusa is a sefer shalchach, but essentially this book is a book of wisdom. Hein yiras Hashem michachma, fear of Hashem, that is wisdom. Vamnam chachma she'enu mavila de ma'isei nechach, but a wisdom doesn't bring you to action based on that wisdom, isn't wisdom. Rayonos, person just has ideas, but doesn't translate them any into action. He doesn't have any chachma, a grasp on the chachma to begin with. But first we build up a structure of chachma, of das, and then we get to the actions. Next page. Therefore the rabbis say, lo am haaretz chassid. Therefore, that's why an ignorant person cannot be pious. Because if the aspect was only to do, why can't an Amaretz be a pious person? He could be ignorant. He doesn't know any Torah. He can still be pious. If being pious means doing a lot of mitzvahs, he's doing a lot of mitzvahs. Just get a rabbi next to you. Always have a rabbi on call. Also, just call him up every time. What should I do now? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? Be a chassid. No. Why is it that an Amor is not a chassid? It's not because he doesn't know what to do. He may know what to do and even does it all. But he's still not pious. Why? Because a chassid is born mitoch hadas hapnimis shenam kona v'molei chassadavar l'maisa mikor daito k'fi sheheru bo hadas de kedusha. Chassidus comes from a person who has an inner das that he's acquired that moves his actions from the power of his das according to how his holy das illuminates him. And therefore there's going to be a different way how he does these things. And these things he does makes a difference into himself internally as opposed to not. Therefore the first base is Shavoda benuya al yishuv das. Our service to Hashem is built on yishuv das. Kasher yesh l'adam yishuv das, when he has a presence of mind, mais of nasim uvukarim vupol b'tzura haruya. Everything he does is done after a great inspection, and he does things in the proper way. Kasher ein l'adam yishuv das, when a person doesn't think, uvavadilo sam lev ma'abadiyu kosa, he's not really paying attention to exactly what he's doing. Since that's the case, the actions are not going to be proper actions. So you got to have this presence of mind. He's really spent a long time developing this idea. It's an important idea. You have to have yishuv hadas. That's why. And if you don't have it, you have to ask. You have to call a rabbi to give you yishuv hadas. Don't always respond to situations immediately. Think it through and decide what is it the will of Hashem that I should be doing here, and how is this making a difference in my life? That's what yishuv hadas is all about.
So this is not a gift from Hashem; it's something you have to develop yourself.
You have to develop yourself, and if you're not sure, if you don't have enough das, you ask somebody who has more das than you. That's called das Torah, the way of implementing Torah into your life. Ella, but Shemichad Yesh La'odim Seichel, Avo Me'irich Yesh La'gam Ritzaynis Pshutim Shaluf. Now he's going to come back to the idea of the physical pleasures, where they fit in over here. So on the one hand, a person has intellect. The other hand, he has simple physical needs. Lamash, for example, Adam Yochel Lagia La'akar Seichlish Shadavar Ploni Hu Lo Tov, Avo Me'itzius Hu Misnaig L'gamri Hafuch, For example, a person can come to the intellectual decision that what he's doing is not good. He should stop doing what he's doing. Let's say smoking. But the reality is he's doing the opposite of what his mind says. Because he's still smoking. Why? Because his desires are controlling him. His physical desires are winning out over what the brain is saying. The intellect that a person has, that's one side of the coin. On the other hand, a person has desires. Let's give an example. Adam writes a l'sheves v'lul motar me'boker ad laila. A person wants to sit and learn all day long, from 6 o'clock in the morning till 12 o'clock at night. It's a wonderful thing to want to do. Ashrei v'tovu, very fortunate. El shalasham shalashem kach u'ichud adak aruchas aboker aruchas arayim aruchas arayim. He said, in order to learn all day, I will not eat the entire day. I'm going to skip breakfast, lunch, and supper. That's what he decided. That seems amazing. He's going to be a tzaddik. So what happens in reality? He skipped breakfast. It's now 11 o'clock in the morning. He's trying to think deeply into understanding the Gemara. And now his stomach is growling. So instead of thinking of the Gemara, he's thinking about how hungry he is. Now, to Efer Matzav Shishuv Hadas, it comes out he's in a situation without Yishuv Hadas. Lumad Hulalomid, learning is not learning. Basof Amal Choshekosan, what's he thinking about the whole time? Al Tzarek Gushlo, he's thinking about how hungry he is. So that's what we're saying, that you have a body that you cannot ignore. What he's going to say tomorrow is basically that as much as you have to have Yishuv Hadas, which is so important, but on the other hand, there is a body that cannot be forgotten. That's what we're saying in the Shabbos afternoon class about Shalom Bayis. There's aspects of Shalom Bayis that have to do with the soul and aspects that have to do with the body. You cannot ignore the fact that you do have a body and that body has to be dealt with. After all the Yishuv Hadas, you have to still allow that body to be on the side. And that's what we're going to get in tomorrow about the pleasures of this world, how they have to assist you in your Yishuv Hadas.
Finding the balance of that.